Chapter 22. The Lower Realms. Note. The three lower realms of animals, hungry ghosts, and hell realms are not distinguished in this chapter, being referred to simply as the states of woe. It is a great misfortune to be born there. This is not just because of the physical and mental anguish and powerlessness. In these realms, there is very little opportunity to gather good karma and merit in order to facilitate rebirth in an upper realm where one might have the leisure and focus to study Dharma and apply it in a way that will lead to liberation. 306. Those who speak untruths go to hell, as do those who deny that they have done what they did. At death they become equal in the other world, since both are performers of ignoble activity. 307. Many sinful people, evil and unrestrained, wear the yellow robe. Due to their sinful actions, they will be born in hell. Note. Life would be much easier if titles, religious clothing, high status and so on could be relied on to indicate that their possessor was worthy and developed in good qualities. Exploitative bosses wear expensive suits. Dictators wear medals of honour. And hypocritical, devious people can hide in religious clothing while exploiting others. Clearly, this is not something new in the world, and therefore we have to be heedful and attentive to other people's actual behaviour, and not be taken in by mere presentation. 308. It would be better for an immoral, uncontrolled person to eat a ball of iron that is red hot with tongues of flame than to eat alms gathered in the countryside. Note. Cheating people by pretending to be holy and devoted to the path when you are not is a grave sin. You deceive them and deepen your own deceitful character. And if they find out, it can cause them to doubt all religious people so that they become wary and anxious and lose their generous open-heartedness. 309. Four situations arise for the heedless man who seduces another man's wife. Accumulation of demerit, sleeplessness, disgrace, and hell. 310. This accumulation of demerit leads to more sin and sorrow in future lives. The pleasure of the illicit encounter is brief, and both parties are frightened of discovery. Moreover, the king will impose a heavy punishment. Therefore, no man should become intimate with another man's wife. 311. Just as wrongly handled kushagrass can cut the hand, a tainted approach to the spiritual life will drag one down to hell. 312. Lax behaviour, perversity in religious practice, spoiled purity of vows, no great benefit will arise from these. 313. If something has to be done, then do it diligently and completely. Slackness in a renunciate scatters even more dust. Note, life in samsara is confusing. Most people have no idea why they were born or what might happen when they die. Such bewilderment is even greater in the non-human realms. The Buddhist teaching offers a map of becoming and shows how to liberate oneself from the endless sequence of life after life. If religious people who take vows and are supported by alms for the inspiration they represent act with laziness and deceit, they scatter obscuring dust which hides the true path. 314. It is better not to engage in bad activity, for such tainted actions will lead to later torment. It is virtuous to engage in good deeds, for such actions never lead to torment. 315. Towns on the frontier are guarded inside and out. This is how you should protect yourself. Do not let even a moment go by unutilized. Those who are careless with the moments of their life will regret it when they arrive in hell. 316. Being ashamed of what is not shameful and unashamed of what is shameful. With such deceitful ways of viewing the world, sentient beings go to the woe of the lower realms. 317. Being afraid of what is not fearful and unafraid of what is fearful. With such deceitful ways of viewing the world, sentient beings go to the woe of the lower realms. 318. Imagining fault where there is none, and not seeing fault where it is present. With such deceitful ways of viewing the world, sentient beings go to the woe of the lower realms. 319. Knowing what is wrong to be wrong, and what is not wrong to be not wrong. Sentient beings who maintain this pure, accurate view go to a happy rebirth.